Hi, my name is Danny Morrell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. All right, hello and welcome, my friends. This is Danny Morrell, your host of the Real Estate Sales Show. I am excited because this is the first time we've ever done a two-part series. And by the way, a lot of you that follow me on Instagram and on Facebook have been specifically asking me, when is part two? When is part two? When is part two? So here it is. Here comes part number two. If you're watching on video, you guys can see my guest again is my good friend, Mr. Shadi Bazzi. Shadi, say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, Shadi, we've had a lot of interest in the first part of our interview. So I think that a lot of people are specifically going to be interested in the second part of our interview because we're going to talk about some things that most people avoid learning or doing anything about, which is sales skills. And I've got to tell you, Shadi, as I was on my way in to the office this morning to record this episode with you, I thought to myself, I don't know who's going to interview who here because this is one area where we're both very strong at. Like this is my wheelhouse right here, you know? So I may stop the interview halfway and I may ask you to ask me some questions, but this is going to be a lot of fun. All right. So Shadi, if you could bear with me, I got to give kudos to a couple of people who stopped by and gave me some ratings on iTunes. I want to say thank you to all of you that have been doing so because it's very encouraging to see how many real estate professionals, sales professionals, business professionals from all walks of life that are coming out and listening to our show. And so I wanted to say thank you to Not the Average Realtor. Thank you for the 6-star rating. Is it a 6-star or a 5-star? 6-star sounds better, so we'll just leave it at that.
You deserve 6, yeah.
All right, we deserve 6. There you go. So Not the Average Reader Realtor says, you keep our mindset up. The holidays are coming, and there's lots of distractions. Today is the time to pump up so we can start a year ready and strong instead of being worried about the things that we shouldn't be worrying about. So thank you, Danny. So thank you, my friend, for that review. Carlos Higareda says, glad I found this show. This podcast gives me ideas and motivation to reach my goal of 1 million GCI in 2017. Carlos, let me tell you from somebody that did it, you can do it, my friend. It is absolutely possible. And finally, this was just recently, I think yesterday, November 27th, Big Drew 88 says, I love listening to this podcast on my way to work. It helps with getting my mindset on point for the day. Keep them coming, Danny. And for the love of God, open an office in Pasadena. Hey, listen, you know what? We'll talk. Reach out to me on Facebook, all right? We'll talk. So without further ado, my friend, my colleague, my business partner in our Anaheim Hills office, my friend Shadi Bazzi. So Shadi.
I'm ready.
So listen, man, last time we spoke about marketing and there were a lot of great points. I've been posting, you know, my Instagram pictures on Instagram and sharing them on Facebook with some of the quotes that you and I discuss. And I got to tell you, sometimes I'm posting and then I'm like, man, that is good. That is like really good. So I think that the marketing episode had a lot of impact on people. And now we're going to talk about something that real estate sales professionals avoid like the plague. The fundamental understanding of what it is to be a salesperson, to learn how to sell, to communicate. Guys, listen to me. I'll tell you right now, you can go to as many seminars you want that teach you to market and post ads and do whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, if you don't know how to communicate, your conversion ratio will be a lot less. Your income earned per client will be a lot less. Your money spent to earn every client will be a lot more. Your overall profit and efficiency will be much, much less. And I've got to tell you, I've been studying this topic and I've been studying what we're about to speak about for the last 18 to 19 years. And it's something that I'm very passionate about. So Shadi, let's get started. I've got to tell you, I know what my 4 fundamental points on selling are. When you think about what selling is, what is selling to you? Let's start there.
You know, the way I take a look at it is I'm going to talk selling specifically in real estate.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I always say over and over and over again is, you know, as an example, a listing presentation, which is one of the most important tools, okay, for a real estate professional and a master, I say a listing presentation is nothing more than a conversation.
Okay, great.
Look, watch. Salesmanship is nothing more than a conversation.
Okay, great.
And the better you are at having that conversation, the better your results will be, periodly.
It's so funny you bring that up because, guys, if you don't know and if you don't follow me on social media, go follow me. But I run a company with close to 400 realtors. We'll do just shy of $1 billion in sales volume, about 2,400 transactions. It's a pretty good sized company. But I decided, in real estate, we're so focused on the wrong thing. We're so focused on our need to get a private office. So I thought to myself about a month and a half ago, you know what? I'm going to lead the way. You don't need a private office. Here I am in my cubicle right now. And I happen to be here listening while everybody's prospecting. Well, my good friend Lisa is right here, right next door. You can't see her in the camera, but I'm kind of pointing over at the cubicle next door. And literally 30 minutes, I had a conversation with her. And I said, hey, listen, I want you to stop assuming the no. Because we do that as salespeople. We get on the phones and we assume they're going to say no. And when we assume they're going to say no, our questions and our conversation are much shorter. It sounds a little like this. You don't want to do that, huh? No, you sure? Yeah, I didn't think so, right? Okay, goodbye. And I said, instead of assuming the no, I want you to assume a long-term conversation, the start of a relationship, the start of something that could flourish. And when you think of it that way, you want to connect with people at a deeper level, and that forces you to have a much better conversation with people. Would you agree, Shadi?
You know what, Danny, if we take a look at the sales process, I have a sales process that I walk everyone through step by step. And step number one is to assume the sale.
Okay.
Hey, Danny, here's the thing. The sale has to first take place in your mind before it could ever take place in the physical universe.
Okay.
Periodly. That's it. Okay. So most people, they are not assuming anything. And to not assume anything is to assume the opposite of what
you want. Right.
So what should somebody be assuming? Well, first of all, if you're doing telephone prospecting, assume that the people you're calling are going to pick up the phone.
Right.
Assume that they're going to be okay with your call. Assume that they still have an interest in buying and or selling real estate.
Right.
Assume that they are going to set an appointment with you.
Right.
Damn it, assume that you're the best agent for the job, periodly.
Right.
Okay. Right. To see, when you come from a space of that assumption, that's what you begin to radiate through your conversation.
Absolutely.
And people pick up on that.
Absolutely.
And people want to work with people who are radiating positive energy and confidence,
okay,
and certainty. So yes, assume the sale is definitely step number one.
All right, fantastic. What would be step number two?
Step number two is to, let's do step one, part two.
Okay.
Okay, so if step number one is to assume the sale, okay, step 1.2 is to use assumptive language patterns.
Okay.
This is going to be a huge shift for every single person listening to this podcast, Danny, because there's a lot of people that will take on the assumption of I am powerful and, they want to list their home with me and I'm the best. And you assume that somebody's going to set an appointment with you. And then what comes out of your mouth is, Mr. Seller, should we get together? Then I can show you. See, the should we get together is incongruent with the assumption of I'm going to set a listing appointment with you.
Right.
So what you got to get very good at is making sure that what you are assuming in your mind and what is coming out of your mouth are 100% congruent.
So to give you an example, everybody, so what Shadi's trying to say is say the same thing, but say it this way. When we get together, we are going to A, B, C, and D. In other words, you haven't even set the appointment, but you're already using assumptive language patterns that cause people to buy into the fact that they're about to do something with you.
Yeah. Let me give you an example, Danny. I go on a listing presentation and or I teach the people I work with and the people here in this office, when you go on a listing presentation and you're walking the seller with the, through the listing process, you just simply take a look at the seller and say, Mr. Seller, now that you have chosen me as your agent, I'm sure you want to know what it is that I'm going to do to market your home, correct?
Yep.
Danny, they haven't chosen anything.
Right.
But look at the assumptive language pattern. Now that you have chosen me as your agent, I'm sure you want to know what it is that I'm going to do to market your home.
So I'm going to stop you right there, Shadi, because I think a lot of people, I think it's easy to go to a seminar. I think it's easy to see and find some of the top producing individuals in our business. And by the way, I mean the cream of the crop. I mean, and we've had them on this show. Your Neil Weichels, your Michael Youngs, your Greg Harrelsons, your Brianna Gap, who's doing fantastic. Your Lindsay Harnes. These are people who by themselves are able to do what teams of five and six and seven people are doing. And guys, I got to share with you something. It's because these people took the art of sales and communication seriously. They actually developed this. They got their asses kicked at one point in time, with people telling them no and so forth and so on. But they saw a brighter future for themselves, so much so that they decided to learn how to speak in this way. Shadi, I'll tell you right now, when you say what you just said, when you say the words, now that you've decided to hire me for the job of selling your home and they haven't even hired them yet, I think some people have a hard time with that. And I want to talk to you about that. I think it's because of the fear of confrontation. Or the fear of rejection. Those are the two reasons, guys. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. The fear of confrontation and the fear of rejection. My coach Mike always tells me this. It's the reason why people don't want to speak in a powerful fashion. What are your thoughts, Shetty?
Well, I think that, the fear of rejection and any fear comes from a lack of knowing. Okay. So how do you get rid of that fear? Well, you get to know what you need to know. For example, if I know that my service is going to be a life altering, a life changing, a good thing for my client, where's the fear? There's no fear. There's an obligation. So if anything, when I'm coaching somebody on this, Danny, I always say this. I say, answer this question. Why should someone work with me, Danny? Why should someone list their home with me? Why should someone refer me business? Why should someone buy a home from me? And guess what? Most people can't answer that question, and that's exactly why they have the fear.
So
Because they're afraid that somebody else is going to discover that who they are is the person that doesn't have the answer. So in that moment, what that person should do, especially for our audience here,
is
listen to this
decide.
show. Okay, so make a list of every single reason why someone should do business with you. When you're clear on that, Danny, you know what's going to happen? You're going to show up differently. Confidence is going to pay you a visit and is going to want to stick around.
Absolutely. So, Shadi, I'm going to give our audience two examples of this. When I was a real estate agent, I used to think to myself, literally, I convinced myself that if someone would not list their home with me, that they would get stuck with someone that wasn't as good as me because I thought and I knew I was the best. And therefore, it would end up costing them in the long run. I almost envision people being hurt simply because of their decision to not work with me. And I honestly feel that way even now as a broker, and I feel that way now as the host of a show. You're literally going to waste your time listening to any other real estate podcast out there. I really believe that. No, nobody can convince me that there is a show as good as this one providing this type of value. You just can't do it. It's impossible. And so now that's just the certainty that I have in myself and in what I do. I believe that what Shadi's trying to tell you is that when you learn to have that sort of certainty in yourself and in what you're doing out there, whether it's selling real estate or whatever it is that you're doing, that's when things are going to change and that's when you'll learn to speak more positively and that's where you will be unafraid. Would you agree, Shadi?
I agree with you, and this goes back to the previous show. So for anyone that haven't watched this, the previous show should go back and watch it, because one of the things that we talked about was authenticity, sincerity, genuinity, and honesty. See, that is not going to come out of you naturally until you get clear as to why someone should work with you.
Until you sincerely and genuinely agree with the fact that people should work with you versus anybody else.
Bingo. So what should everyone do right now? Make a list.
Okay. I love it. I love it. So.
Because now watch and see what happens. When you make that list, guess what happens to your natural way of speaking?
What happens?
It comes out naturally.
Gotcha.
Danny, every single seller out there is thinking silently, if not verbally, why should I do business with you?
Yep.
Okay. And most people are waiting for someone to ask them that question. And most sellers don't even ask you that question. But in your presentation, you don't show them why they should work with you. And then they give you a bunch of objections at the end.
Right.
So when you know why someone should work with you, that becomes a part of your presentation and it eliminates that objection from ever coming up.
Okay. I love it. I love it. So Shadi, I'm going to lead you into a little bit of a role play here.
Okay.
And before we do that, I want to share with everybody what we teach in terms of what the sales process is. So I want all of you to write this down. Number one, this is the sales process. Number one, ask a question. Okay. I want you guys all to start listening to the way you're speaking to people. You're not asking questions. You're telling people things. There's a major difference. Okay. We want to open people up, right? I like to teach all of our salespeople that any prospect you come across has like a wall. And if you're watching the video, I have a big piece of paper up, right? They have a wall, right? And your job is to kind of slowly get them to bring that wall down enough to get them to trust you and consider to working with you, right? And that's what we're going to do. So number one is asking questions. Ask a question, number one. Number two, this one nobody does, and I know this for a fact. Listen for the answer. Listen for the answer. And when I mean listen, I mean really listen, because people will tell you things without even telling it to you. When you get good at listening, you'll be able to hear what people are saying without them even saying anything. And I'm going to prove that to you in a second. We'll role play this with Shadi, right? Number three, this one nobody does out there, right? Repeat and approve the answer. Repeat and approve the answer. So whatever they do, I want you guys to start working on repeating what they say and approving it. It shows two things. It shows, number one, that you're listening, and number two, that you're not fighting them, that you're agreeing with them, okay? Agreeing with them and listening to them. That's what people want to know that you're doing. And last but not least, step number four, ask another question, okay? And the process just kind of keeps going over and over and over again. So watch how this works. Real life. Shadi, I just met you at your door. You're an expired listing, and we're just going to do real life. And I want you, if you're watching the video, which by the way, this, it might be good for you to watch the video, but if you're watching the video, I'm going to hold up my finger with every part of the process as it goes by. If you're listening on the podcast, just remember, ask a question, listen for the answer, repeat and approve, ask another question. You ready? Here we go. Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi. Are you the homeowner?
I am.
By the way, every everything is part of the script, okay? So let's go do it again. Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi, are you the homeowner?
I am. How can I help you?
Oh, fantastic. My name is Danny Morell. I'm with Intero Real Estate Service. And as I came by, because I just listed a home across the street from you here. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and we have it for sale for $400,000. And I was just coming by to find out, who do you know that might be looking at moving into our neighborhood?
No one.
Okay, so no one at all. I appreciate that. Tell me, how about yourself? When did you happen to move into the area?
We've been here for about 2.5 years.
Okay, so you've been here for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's fantastic. And if you don't mind me asking, what brought you to this neighborhood?
We always wanted to live in this area.
Okay, so you've always wanted to live in the area.
Right.
I love that. I've loved living here myself. If you don't mind me asking, where did you move from?
The city next to this city.
Okay, so the city next to this city.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what was it about that city that caused you to want to move into this city?
The school system.
Ah, there you go. The school system. I love it. And if you don't mind me asking, how many kids do you have? It's obvious that you have some kids. Is that correct?
Yeah, 3 children.
Okay, so you've got 3 kids. Fantastic. Now, so 3 kids with you and your wife, you know, this is a little bit of a cozy home. I've got to ask, have you ever considered moving? And if so, when were you planning on doing that?
I don't know. Well, we haven't really thought that far out.
You know what? Most people do. Let me admit, most people don't, Shadi. Let me ask you a question. If there was a way that you could sell this home, right? Find a bigger home and move into that home all within the span of 90 to 120 days, and it were a seamless and effortless process. You think you'd be open to maybe talking about that? I'm
I
sure
think,
your kids would, right?
yeah, I think the wife would too. So
Yeah.
I think it would begin there.
Okay, by the way, I cut him off there on purpose. I'll talk to you a little bit about that later. Fantastic, Shadi. When would be the best time for us to typically get together? Afternoons or evenings?
Evenings.
Okay, evenings. Terrific. And what time during the evenings is typically best?
6:30.
6:30. I love it. So how about we do this? How about we meet tomorrow evening at about 6:30? Or would this evening work better?
Tomorrow evening.
Okay, fantastic. So how about we meet tomorrow evening at 6:30? I'll be meeting with you and your wife, and I'll show you everything that it would take in order to get this job accomplished. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
Okay, now listen, guys, that was very brief. It wasn't planned. It wasn't anything. But if you'll notice, I asked a question, I listened for the answer, I repeated and approved everything that he said, and I just followed up with another question. Shadi, would you have anything to add to that?
No, I think you did a very good job in that. And in regards to the repeating and approving, why it's so critical is because that's what makes it more conversational.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of times what happens is people feel like they're either being interrogated because it's like they ask a question, they get the answer, and they ask the next question. So by adding the repeating and approving is very foundational. But let's talk about the real foundation here. Okay, you touched on it, but I want to take it a little step further because I want to embed this in the mind of every single one of our listeners because we definitely want to impact their life for 2017 and beyond. It's this. Listening is the foundation to all your abilities of influence. Listening is the foundation. Why are you asking a question if you're not going to listen to it? So that's what we want to do, is we want to become excellent listeners, because a lot of times, regardless of what script you're using, the next question should be revolved around the answer that you just got.
So Shadi, so for example, and I see this a lot, you know, people grab a script, which by the way, guys, if you're new to the business, it's just normal. You're just gonna have to go through the process of like learning this stuff. But people are doing this, right? They'll ask a question and they'll look down on their piece of paper and they are not really listening to what the person is saying. And guys, I spoke today about this at our skills class this morning at 8. I told everybody, guys, you gotta find an angle when you're selling. And the only way you'll ever be able to find an angle, and the angle was you basically inserting yourself in their problem or their current circumstance or situation. The only way you'll ever be able to do that, guys, is to really listen to what it is that they're telling you, to really understand and hear what they're saying. And like, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I wasn't planning on this. A lot of you get stuck and you're giving up and you're losing commissions. And I'll tell you why you're doing this. You're doing this because our freaking brokers and our leaders in our industry right now are nuts. It's insane what's going on. Listen to me very carefully. If you're in leadership that, I'm going to say it, in leadership that prostitutes themselves, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go out and prostitute yourself. And I'm dead serious about this. All of you guys that are at these 115% commission shops or these 499 a file places, you have no idea how that's affecting you. It's affecting your psychology, it's affecting your mindset, it's affecting your possibility. It's a, it, because you're around people that are money based. You're never going to get rich like that. You're never going to get wealthy like that. You're never going to help a lot of people like that because you're so focused on the nickel and the dime. Go get focused on value based, guys. Watch, listen very closely to this. I get messages all the time. People are always asking me to cut my commissions. What I do? I say, don't. Well, what do you mean, don't? I say, yeah, don't. Watch how I do this. Shadi, tell me you'll only list with me if I list for 4%. Tell me that.
You know what, Danny? I mean, the only way I like you, I'll do business with you is if you're willing to do it for 4%.
Okay, so you like me, you'll do business with me, but you'll only do it for 4%. Is that correct?
Yep.
Isolate the objection. Shadi, is that the only thing holding you back from signing the contract tonight?
Yep.
Okay, so as long as we handle that, you're ready to go, you're ready to sign.
Sure.
Fantastic, Shadi. Level shift. And it sounds to me like what you're saying is that what's most important to you is your ability to net the most amount of money possible from the sale of this home. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so as long as I can show you how we're going to net you the most money, then you'll be ready to rock and roll, right?
That's right.
Fantastic. I'm leading him, guys. You see this, Shadi? You see that I'm leading him. Now you handle the objection. Shadi, let's pretend for a second that you were a real estate agent, all right? Just pretend. And you had a hot buyer in your car.
Right.
And that buyer was qualified, highly motivated, and really wanted to see, this house, the house you happen to live in. And as a real estate agent, you had three houses to show them. The first house was offering 3% commission. The second house was offering another 3% commission. And the third house, this potential house, the one you live in right now, was only offering 2% commission. Shadi, I've got to ask you, if you were a real estate agent, which house would you never show to your buyers?
The one that's going to pay me the least amount of money.
The one that's going to pay, and why is that?
Oh, because I got a guaranteed buyer that's going to buy a home from me, so I might as well get as much money as I can from the same amount of work.
So you've got a guaranteed buyer. Look at, I'm always repeating and approving people, always. You've got a guaranteed buyer and you'd rather get more money for the same amount of work. Would you agree?
Right. Yep.
I look at the approval. I like the way you think, Shadi. Look at the setup. And Shadi, don't you think, or would it be safe to assume that most real estate professionals would think exactly the way you're thinking right now? Would that be safe to assume?
Sure, yeah.
It is, right? Okay, I would agree. Repeat and approve. And Shadi, if most agents that see your home in the MLS are thinking this way, would that increase or decrease the amount of buyers that are led here by real estate agents?
It would decrease.
It would decrease, exactly. And if less people see your home, would that increase or decrease your ability to receive an offer?
Decrease.
It would decrease it, exactly. And if your ability to receive an offer is decreased, would that increase or decrease your opportunity to net the most amount of money from the sale?
Decrease.
And Shadi, it would decrease, right? And Shadi, that's not what you want, is it?
No.
Now, you do want to net the most amount of money from the sale, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, fantastic. Shadi, let's do the right thing and let's sign the contract right now so I can help you get what you want in the time frame you want. Won't that be great?
That would be
Go
wonderful.
ahead, sign the contract.
Let's do it.
You see, guys, that's called sales. And I'm telling you right now, guys, I did this real life competing against nine other agents with a drill sergeant, army general, that was promised that his house was worth 500,000 and it would be listed at 4%. And I walked out of there and I listed it for 450 and I got it for 6%. And why did I do that? I did it not because of me, people. Listen to me. I did it because I knew it was the best thing for them. I did it because I knew that if they listed it that high and they undercut the commission, that they would not be able to receive their total net and their true potential on their value. And I'm telling all of you that are listening to me right now, listen to me very carefully. Some of you are stuck doing 10 and 12 deals a year because you're over there fighting for 100% commission. Guess what? You're always going to be stuck for the rest of your life. Why? Because you have nothing to fight for, guys. You have nothing to go out there and prove. You have nothing. You have no reason to learn. You have no reason to grow. Guys, value versus cost. Don't ever forget that. I promise you right now, you, all 20,000 of you, go up at a listing presentation against me. You charge 4%, I'll charge 6%. You're gonna lose 100% of the time. Shadi, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I hope that people are watching this video and they're just seeing how passionate you are about that
I
message.
think we either lost a bunch of
Yeah.
listeners or we just
Yeah.
gained a bunch of listeners, right?
Exactly. Hopefully we gained a bunch of listeners
Yeah.
because look, here's the thing. What's showing up is the certainty. It's the confidence. Okay. And here the beauty is that when people hang around with people that have that kind of passion, that have that kind of skill, that have that kind of determination, that belief system in themselves, guess what happens?
They have to step up. They grow. Absolutely.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo. So
So
when, so go ahead.
and obviously, guys, I told you this was going to be one of those topics that was going to be tough for me to kind of sit back and not participate in. So, Shadi, any other thoughts regarding people's ability to sell?
Yeah, I think I really, really, really think this is, like you said at the beginning of the show, this is the one area that most people shy away from
Yeah.
because they think it's difficult. And in reality, this is the simplest thing and the most important thing, because again, this whole entire real estate transaction, the whole entire real estate transaction is nothing but a conversation. Danny, you have a conversation with a buyer, you have a conversation with the seller, the title rep, the escrow rep, the loan officer, the other agent. So if every single part of the transaction besides the paperwork is a conversation, if you're not working on mastering that conversation,
right,
you're not going to master your business.
Nope.
Okay. So what I would do, and this is what I do with a lot of the people that come and work with us, is the first thing I want them to do is begin with the basics. Mm-hmm. Begin with the basics. Give them that basic foundation and then build on top of it.
Yeah.
Give them that level of, you know, I can do this.
Right.
You know, show them evidence that they can do this. And what we do is we show people evidence that they can do this in the first 24 hours, and not the first 24 months.
Got it. And so, Shadi, would you agree that a great place to start would be these four foundational steps? Ask a question, listen for the answer, repeat and approve, and ask another question.
Okay, so Danny, here's the way we do it. That's exactly the way you do it. And some people, you know, there's a lot of people that have a hang up like, oh, but this script doesn't sound right, doesn't feel right. Okay, well, damn it. Here's the question. This question is supposed to get this answer. Is there another way that you're more comfortable asking the question? Write it down.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Be resourceful. Get rid of your excuses.
So, Shadi, I know part of the process is repeat and approve. The repeat part is easy. You literally just repeat what they just said. Give them some basic approvals that they can use. Give them 10 approvals. How about we do that?
That's fantastic. Wonderful. That's valid.
Okay, hang on. Let's go one by one. So number one, because I want you guys to write this down. Number one is that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Okay, number two.
Wonderful.
Number two is wonderful. Number three.
Valid. That's valid.
That is valid. Number four.
That's correct.
That is correct. Number five.
I understand.
I understand. Let me throw one in. Number six. I like the way you think.
I like the way you think.
Number seven. I can appreciate that.
Okay. Number eight, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. Number nine.
I think exactly the way you do.
I think exactly the way you do. And number 10.
Make one up.
Most people.
That make one up.
Most people feel just like you do. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully
here's the challenge. The challenge is most people watching this wouldn't have been able to come up with one.
Yeah.
Or maybe they come up with two maximum.
Right.
We've just given them 10.
Right.
So there's no more excuses.
Awesome.
They're either going to use it or they're not.
Right. And I would challenge all of you guys, as you can see, there's a level of confidence. Guys, this is unscripted. The objections, the everything we've discussed is just flowing.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation. It's exactly what it is. The one thing that I would want or hope for all of you is for all of you to truly and genuinely feel like you can handle a conversation with anybody at any time. That is the greatest gift that you can have, yet it's the toughest one to achieve. Why? Because man's greatest fear is the fear of public speaking. And why is that? Is because we're afraid of what could happen. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of messing up, right? And so the unknown that can become knowable in our industry is objections. You know, there's only, guys, sellers and buyers are only going to come up with certain objections. They're around time. They're around price. They revolve around commission. And they revolve around, you know, they all revolve right about those.
Okay.
Or the final one is commitment, you know, actually putting the pen to the paper.
Danny, this is like the objection handling conversation is, I think it's the most popular conversation. Like, I'd say if 10 people came to me and asked me a question, 8 of them would be revolved around how would you handle that objection.
Got it.
Do you want to hear my response?
Yep.
Okay. I will say what you are focused on is the wrong thing.
Okay.
You need to learn how to handle objections. But a true master of the art and science of influence
doesn't get objections.
But who will eliminate the objection before it even comes up.
Right.
You just stated right now pretty much every single objection that could possibly come up.
Yeah, that's it.
So here's the way I think about it. The way I think about it is I need to address those before it even comes up. Mm-hmm. I need to incorporate that into my presentation.
Right.
Somehow, some way, so it never comes up. That's the real art and science of influence, is eliminate the objections before it even comes up, and then take it a step further, know how to handle the objection just in case it ever does come up. We know what objections could possibly come up. Look, I got a guy that's, you know, he got to meet Jesus here. Mm-hmm. He's brand new agent. Brand new agent. I said, look, buddy, who are you going to call? He said, I'm going to call expired. I said, okay, well, here's the 9 most common expired objections. He or she that learns them the quickest is he or she that will do the most amount of business the fastest.
Got it.
Literally, within a few hours, he had every single one of them memorized.
I love it.
Do you think he's confident getting on the phones right now?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely right.
And he's brand new in the business.
Brand new in the business.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So, Shadi, any final thoughts or final tips in regards to sales skills? And guys, yeah, you go and then I'll wrap it up.
Okay, so look, I used to work for one of the greatest sales trainers in the whole entire world, periodly. Okay, I've seen the guy 5 days a week, 8, 9, 10 hours a day. And one of the things that he was very adamant about doing with all the people that were working there, including myself, is making sure that we spend a long time, a large amount of time, studying the art of selling. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll give you an example. If I was pulling an 8-hour shift, okay, I would spend 4 hours preparing for the other 4 hours.
Okay.
So now what happened, and this happened in a very short amount of time, because look, if it's going to take you, let's say, for example, it's going to take you 100 hours to become a master at selling. Let's just say that, okay? You got to now decide, do I want to do a half hour a day for the next 200 days, or do I want to get that over and done with as fast as possible?
Yeah.
I would say minimum standard right now, regardless of where you are in your industry, okay, or in your career, I would spend a minimum of 1 hour a day dedicated on the mastery of having a real solid, influential real estate conversation with a buyer and seller every single day. And here's what I know. I know if you did that for the next 30 days, just 30 days straight, every single day, in 30 days, you would be a completely much more powerful and much more confident person than you are right now.
Absolutely.
I know that if it's taking you 100 contacts to create a result right now, in 30 days, it will be at least half of that. You'll be at least twice as effective and twice as efficient. So look, stop making excuses and start making time to learn the most essential skill that you need to learn, periodly.
I love it. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to leave it at that, guys. And I've got to tell you something. There's one of two ways to go about this. And I'm telling you this because I've just been around every sales trainer, everything that you can imagine. Most of you know, for those of you listening here in Southern California, you know who we are. You know what we're about. I think the numbers speak for themselves and show that we're, you know, the one of, if not the fastest growing real estate company in Southern California right now. And there's a reason why. We can do this and your current leader cannot.
Yep.
Period of the story.
Let me say something about that, Danny. There's a lot of people that say that you're a product of this, and you're a product of that, and you're a product of this, and you're a product of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I like to say? Mm-hmm. You're a product of your mentor.
Yeah.
Periodly. Yeah. You're a product of your mentor. Who is your mentor? Every single person has a mentor, whether they consciously pick that person to be their mentor or they unconsciously are following that person as their mentor.
Yeah.
You're a product of your mentor. What is your mentor doing and how is that impacting you every single day?
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you this. You know, we've obviously done this podcast now for free for, you know, we're getting 20,000 of you downloading our episodes every month now. But I do want to say for those of you here in Southern California, I think it's time, you know, going into 2017 that you strongly and seriously consider joining our company. You know, we have 8 offices. We're throughout all of Southern California. And even if we don't have an office in your area, there's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. I tell you, we've helped people go from 5 sales a year to 25 sales a year. We've helped people go from 20 to, you know, some of our guests, Juan, is probably going to do between 60 and 70 this year. And there's no mistake about it. It's just we are experts at this, at helping people to break through both up here and here, and sometimes even right here. And for those of you that aren't watching, I pointed at my mind for mindset, my mouth for skill set, and heart for just overall belief in your possibility. So if you're interested in that, I want to meet with you guys, myself and Shaddy. Go to interosocal.com/join. And don't be afraid of the word join. Just fill out the questions. You'll get a private interview with myself or with Shaddy here over the next coming week or so. But secondly, for those of you guys listening to our podcast for the first time, I want you to go back and listen to part one of this conversation, because both of the conversations combined, I think, could truly have an impact on your life, have an impact on your business, and definitely, the skills you learned and were exposed to today alone, which is just literally like a millimeter of what's really possible for you, can at least start expanding your mind to what's really possible when you get your sales skills to the level that they deserve to be at. You'll work less, earn more, and have more time with your family. So on behalf of Shaddy and myself, I want to say thank you for joining us. Once again, Shaddy, how do they get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
Facebook.com/ShaddyBazzy, or they can just go to ShaddyBazzy.com.
Awesome. And for me, Instagram.com/DannyMorell or Facebook.com/Danny.Morell.page. And guys, that's it. It's a wrap. We're coming close to the end of the year now. I'll tell you right now, this is like an episode of The Walking Dead. I'm telling you, it's feeling like people are just walking around not working. And I don't know about you guys, but we're here still doing the same thing we do every morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. We're showing up, you know, fired up, ready to rock and roll, because this is harvest time. Everyone else is starting to wean off. This is where you can really, really get a rocket fuel jumpstart on 2017. So hopefully you're all out there working hard right now. We'll talk to you next week at next week's episode. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care.